Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst for CBS Television, and she has a blog you should see. It's jillandmoney.com. But here's the thing about Jill. She has a brand new book. And before we get to that, congratulations. And it's hard, but I just want to congratulate your Islanders for, unfortunately, beating our Wild by a goal, 2-1.
I know. I was going to, you know, it's funny. Here it is. Here are my open windows on my browser right now, which is my email, the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, my own website, and the Islander website. So I apologize.
Well,
I wasn't going to mention it. You mentioned it.
Yeah. No. I got to congratulate you, man. It's a good rivalry, and you're a great fan, and so you deserve that.
Captain Anders Lee.
Well, let's see. That's the solace we take. We had Minnesota kids out there on the ice.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Hey,
let's talk about you.
No, I want to know about the new book.
The new book is going great, so thank you for asking. It is called The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. And, you know, it's so funny because I wrote this, you know, so long ago, it feels like, and now it's coming out and I can't stop talking about it with people. Some of the things that people are definitely responding to, Dave, are the dumb things that they can relate to. And I find that, you know, the one that's getting a ton of attention is the one on college funding. And this is kind of interesting because I think that everybody understands that a college education is really important, but families are under so much pressure. You know, $1.5 trillion of student loan debt is outstanding right now. The fastest growing segment of student loan borrowers are people over the age of 60.
Wow.
Holy smokes, right?
Yeah, I would not have thought of that.
Right. And so what does that mean? It means that a lot of people are helping their kids and their grandkids through college, maybe not realizing that that can really change your economic and financial outlook during your own retirement. So I'm really interested in talking to people and sort of talking them off the ledge a little bit and saying, hey, if your kid wants to go to college, that's great. You want to encourage that. But you've got to be awfully careful not to assume too much debt, either for the kid, him or herself, or for you and your family. You know, there's a lot of pressure on folks to get that education. I don't think that going into debt up to your eyeballs is actually worth it.
What about, let's say you got new grandparents or parents out there. How about these college savings funds? Are they worth it?
I love the 529 plan. I really do. I think it's fantastic, and it really helps a lot of people put money away for college. But I also want to take you all off the hook that you don't have to start plowing money into education until you've got other parts of your life that are taken care of. And those parts can be everything from paying down your own consumer debt, beefing up the emergency reserve fund, and maxing out your retirement account. I think that too many people feel that pull, right? I get it. You're a parent. You want to do right by your kid. But you really have to take care of that retirement fund first. If you've got that and you're able to put money away for college, great. 529 plans, fantastic. But really be careful here. You've got to take care of yourselves. Look, if you don't take care of yourself, your kid's going to have to take care of you in the end anyway. So
yeah.
I'd rather you take care of yourself today than in 30 years say to your kid, by the way, I can't pay my property tax anymore.
Yeah, good point. Hey, the IRS, I saw Jill released data Friday that showed the average refund for people who filed already is down about 8%. And here we go. This is a big tax week, I'm sure, for a lot of people again here.
Oh, yes. And filings, the number of people filing early down about 12% from last year. You're right. Those refund amounts are low. So this means that there are a lot of taxpayers out there who are running around and saying, I'm paying more in taxes. This tax increase or tax code change stinks. I'm paying. But you didn't pay more, maybe. Maybe your withholding had changed throughout the year. Maybe you got that refund that you might have had in the past. You got a little bit at a time through a larger paycheck. And that's really been a problem because the IRS says, you know, they're getting people who are really kind of pulling their hair out and saying, where's my refund? And the IRS is like, wait a minute, you already got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that refund amount, not for everyone, but just for these early filers, a little bit lower than expected. Don't freak out. I mean, look, just because a tax code has changed, whether even if it's worse for you, you got to know what it is so you can prepare for next year.
The week as far as the potential government shutdown again. Here we go. More talk of that. Do you think it's going to make the markets gyrate a little bit this week?
I think that most of the people that I'm speaking to who are on these big trading desks, they really don't think there'll be another shutdown. Now, they were surprised because last time the shutdown went on longer than they expected. So we're hopeful that even if the, you know, maybe they'll get an extension of this period of time for negotiation. I don't think that either side actually wants another shutdown. The big issue that I think is looming is that each side has to get out of it with ego intact. It's kind of like you're having a fight with your spouse, and neither of you wants to admit your culpability in whatever happened. And so you sort of come up with a nice way to frame it in your head, feeling like it was his or her fault, not mine. But you both get away with your ego intact. That's kind of what's happening. Just let everyone, like, let everyone be a winner and a little bit of a loser. It's okay.
Hey, kind of a postscript to everything here, but I read this earlier this morning, and I know a lot of sports venues have gone ticketless. I don't know about the Islanders, but here the T-Wolves have, and a lot of the teams have here. Vikings have. But anyway, Tropicana Field, which has the home of the Tampa Bay Rays that very few go to, by the way, has become the first pro sports stadium in North America to go cashless.
Which is great, because then you don't actually know how many hot dogs and beers you're drinking. It sort of happens automatically. Double-click the side of your iPhone, and you will be wasted by the seventh inning.
And that's what's going to happen. So I guess it's good for those teams.
I guess so, for the eight people who show up to, as you said, in Tampa Bay. The most depressing thing is to have a large sports franchise show up in a town where nobody cares. Although, they do have a heck of a hockey team, don't they?
Oh, boy, those great. Oh, Stamkos and company. And, well, it's like the Rams in football. They don't really have much of a base yet either.
We'll see. By the way, let me just say the big sports news here in New York is just how dreadful the Knicks continue to be,
which
is like my favorite story because I hate them so much.
Are you a Nets fan?
I used to be a Knicks fan because I grew up in the
70s. No, Nets, I mean, Brooklyn.
I don't really care. Yeah. The NBA stinks.
Yeah, they're not hockey players. Give them some sticks and gloves and away we go.
Let's go. Let's go for the real athletes out there, man.
What's the name of the book and how do I get it?
It is called The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money, 13 Ways to Right Your Financial Wrongs. And you can get it anywhere you buy books, or you can go to my website, jillonmoney.com, and click on the book link, and you can find all sorts of stuff. You can see my appearances on CBS News and listen to all sorts of fun things that occur in my day-to-day life in between my hits with WCCO, which are among my favorites for all of eternity.
We continue to tug at the hem of your garment. She is Jill Schlesinger from CBS Television joining us here on WCCO. Don't forget JillOnMoney.com.
35E southbound in Eagan is slow due to an accident near Pilot Knob Road and another crash on 35E southbound, this one in Burnsville at County Road 42. A crash right now on 52 southbound that's causing delays between Concord Street and Butler Avenue. So just give yourself a couple of extra minutes as you approach that area. Backed up traffic now, 169 northbound. This is from County Road 21 to just before Pioneer Trail. Here, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. Your next report is at 828.
Motorworks BMW brings us a look at the weather here from the Lennox Premier Dealer Storm Center. Well, no storm today, just a little bit of light snow, about 28 for high. 20s around most of CCO land. It's tonight and tomorrow. That's when we got the winter storm watch. Now, it's a warning down around Rochester to the south and east of the Twin Cities. Also, Red Wing, western Wisconsin under a warning. A little more certain there that they're going to get some really heavy snow, possibly over 10 inches to 12 inches, but can't rule it out here totally in the Twin Cities right now. From tonight to after 9 o'clock to tomorrow, probably about 5 to 9 inches of snow, 3 to 5 inches overnight tonight, and another 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow. Heaviest in the morning, some blowing and drifting. Stay tuned to CCO. We're right on the edge of that thing. Lesser amounts of snow if you could travel west of the Twin Cities. 19 degrees right now at your Dave Lee station, WCCO.